Welcome to Mulder Was Right. My name's Curtis. We discuss conspiracy theories and alternative facts. My other co-hosts are...
Brendan.
Brandon.
Alrighty. Now, we're all here. We're all going to talk about stuff. That's how every episode starts.
I like talking about stuff.
We're really deconstructing our pregame.
I like to be as postmodern as I possibly can.
Absolutely.
Be at all
yes.
times.
I'm right there with you.
So, you guys remember 2014?
Vaguely.
I cannot tell you a movie or song that was released in 2014, nor can I tell you what I was doing in 2014. So, yeah, I totally remember 2014.
I will not be asking you those questions, so that's fine.
I was 24, which was like the next best year of my life.
Wow, what was the best year of your life?
25.
Wow.
That was 3 years ago.
Brandon, you're going to have...
Math checks out.
You're going to have some more good years.
Absolutely.
Don't worry.
Great.
And there, you're going to have a better year than 25.
I'm glad.
And all of you out there listening are going to have really good years, too. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a craze that was sweeping the nation in 2014. You all remember it. Many of you probably participated in it. It is the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was around a lot. A lot of people did that.
It was exceedingly popular.
So
I was an RA that year. No, wait, that's false. I wasn't.
Because it was that would have made that year of your life worse.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
that was the year before that. No, so, but I do remember some of my old RA friends posting videos and then like tagging their residents and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
It was a craze on campus for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I have a story about this, actually.
Oh, really?
And so this story starts with Sakif, who, as our listeners know, used to be one of the hosts of this podcast.
Yes.
So Sakif did the Ice Bucket Challenge, and he called out myself. And so I come from California, and California was in a huge drought at the
mm-hmm.
moment. And so my thought was...
And this was over the summer, while you were there.
No, I was...
Oh, okay. All right.
I was... Yes, I was in California.
Okay, all right.
And so my thought process was, California's in a big drought. I could be like everyone else and waste a lot of water by dumping ice and water on my head, or, you know, I could come out with an outcry and be like, no, I'm not going to do the Ice Bucket Challenge based on this, you know, because we're in a drought. I understand... the implications of the entire Ice Bucket Challenge. You're supposed to help, what was it, ALS, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So that was the intent.
Okay.
And just so everyone knows, I'm not openly against ALS. I am against the disease. I'm not against trying to find a cure.
Raising money to... Yes.
I'm not against that part. Yes, that I decided to fight the Ice Bucket Challenge because I didn't want to pour ice on my head and waste
water. You fancied
water.
Yourself a political activist.
Yes.
Okay.
and so Skeef was a little upset. He was like, I mean, you know, it's for a good cause. And I'm like, yeah, but like, California
but water,
needs
bro.
Water.
Yeah.
Yes. This was somewhat a part of the controversy of the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, really?
In my research, I specifically found, like, there were some people citing literally the drought in California, because California is a very populated state, so a lot of people were doing it there.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities live in California. A lot of celebrities participated in the Ice Bucket Challenge. And so that was seen as somewhat of a waste. So a little bit more about ALS. It was to support ALS. ALS is a amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. It is a like neurological disease that also called Lou Gehrig's disease. Famously, Stephen Hawking had it. It is very debilitating, a very terrible disease to have. Very often lethal. Stephen Hawking famously lived for a long time with it, but usually you would not live as long as Stephen Hawking did.
Rip
Stephen Hawking. I kind of forget that he's dead now. Like, that just sort of recently happened.
It did. Well, he's in the cosmos. He's in our bones now.
He's in our bones. That's great. So basically how the Ice Bucket Challenge worked was, it was, the deal was someone would do the Ice Bucket Challenge. They would nominate three people. If you were one of the nominees, your goal was then to either donate money to, an ALS, charity, or you had to pour a bucket of water on your head.
You see, I could have just donated the money.
You could have donated the money.
I feel like a lot of people were just like, why would I donate money?
Wait.
And so then they just poured water on their head.
Wait a second. The idea was if you don't want to donate money, you douse yourself
right,
in water?
Right. That's sort of like a semi-punishment. Now, this was not so strictly how it always worked.
Okay.
Oftentimes, people would do both. Oftentimes, okay, people would just dump water on their heads.
I ask just because of the viral nature of it. Like, it seems like all I saw was the videos of people getting doused in water and nothing about them donating money.
Right. Yep. And this was also a criticism of the Ice Bucket Challenge,
sure,
that it not often enough actually mentioned the cause for which it was happening. There
yeah,
were a fair
I,
number.
I was unaware.
There were a fair number of celebrities. Someone, I can't remember who, but someone listed off a bunch of celebrities and then said, like, the only two of all those celebrities that mentioned ALS at all were, like, Bill Gates and, oh, God, what's his name? He was on Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
God, what? Charlie yeah. Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
That is a pairing that I would yeah. never put together.
Actually mentioned the cause. And what Charlie Sheen did was he actually took a bucket of money and dumped it all over him.
That is way
and
better.
And then he said, I'm going to donate all this money.
That's amazing. Wait, 2014. This is post like Tiger Blood.
Yeah, this is Tiger Blood time. Yeah,
it is.
It's after that happened.
Okay,
yeah, right. I don't know if it. I don't exactly know when that happened, but because I didn't research Charlie Sheen. But
fair enough.
I'm not a fan of Charlie Sheen, but clearly he won the Ice Bucket.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
A lot of celebrities just dumped ice water all over themselves, maybe also donated money, who knows? Would just then nominate some other people. Notably, Barack Obama did not dump water on him. He was nominated several times by several different people, famous people. He did not dump water on himself. He donated $100, which was kind of like, I think the standard deal was like, dump water on yourself or donate $100.
Here's a penny, kid.
He donated $100. Kind of seems like not a lot of money if you're the president of
the
United States.
Yeah, I was going to say, $100 seems a little low.
But
I mean, what's the salary of a president? It's like $130,000 a year or something like that.
I don't know. He's got some...
It's not very high.
It still
he could
seems
have put
low.
A lot of money. He could have put a lot of money down. Yeah.
He has
Barack,
his,
man.
He has
come
his
on.
Living expenses paid for by taxpayers.
Yeah. He gets... You have to take into account, he gets a free house. If you had a free house,
no, sure,
you'd be as rich as Barack Obama.
You know, I assume that most of his salary went to sending his kids to school, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Malia and... Oh, shit.
Wow, you could have just not started that.
I know. Right? Five minutes ago, I was like, Malia and internally, and then I didn't... And I was like, I won't say it, and then I started to say it. Fuck. Whatever.
There were a couple... you know, a lot of celebrities participated in this. Chris Pratt, I'm just going off a list. Oprah, LeBron James, Ben Stiller, Amy Schumer, Conan O'Brien, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Macklemore did it. I don't know who that is.
Did Grimes do it?
I don't know if Grimes did it. No, Elon... Grimes did not.
Grimes!
Grimes did not. Grimes was specifically against it, actually.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
Yeah, let's go Grimes.
That's another rift in their relationship.
Grimes was specifically against it because she did not support the animal testing that the like ALS Foundation does as a part of their experiments.
Like
they use like laboratory mice, of course.
That absolutely sounds like a stance that Grimes would take and that others would not give a shit about.
Right.
yeah.
And so that is she was actually against it. It's very funny that you specifically mentioned her.
I only mentioned her because you mentioned Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Because they're dating right now.
I did not mention Elon Musk, actually.
Oh, really? Did I just hear that?
You just heard.
Wow. I guess I just wanted to talk about
Elon Musk.
Elon Grimes.
Elon Grimes. Yeah, Elon Musk and Grimes are the pair of the century.
They're not, actually. It's atrocious. We'll get into that later.
I don't
have to get into that later, but...
I'm just Googling real quick. He did do it. Elon Musk did do it.
Okay, great.
He actually, it's kind of funny. So he had a bunch of buckets tied up in a tree, and then they were like had strings on them, and then he's surrounded by just like a circle of little boys who all like pull on the strings and dump water on him, and it looks really ritualistic.
I don't like it. I gotta say, I don't like it.
The little boys is the weird thing.
It's all, I would just say kids, but it's all little white boys.
It seems as though Elon Musk decided to do the ice bucket challenge, but smarter than everyone else, instead of just lifting up a bucket
now,
just strings.
Smarter, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Elon Musk.
It took way more time.
Complicating things way more
It took
than
way
he
more
to.
Time.
Yes. You know, let's go to Mars instead of fixing Earth. Okay, guys? I mean, it's dope we're going to Mars. But also, anyway, we don't have to talk about Elon Musk.
Yes, let's move back into the ice bucket challenge.
Bill Gates also had sort of a setup. He had sort of a rig, like an actual structure above him that was holding a bucket, and he pulled on the string, and the bucket dumped water on him.
You see, I think,
but
he
did it all himself.
There weren't little children.
Right, it was he pulled his own rope.
Great.
It seems as though all of these people are like, look at me, I'm cooler than the ice bucket challenge. I'm not going to just pick up a bucket and pour it on myself.
Right.
I'm going to do some sophisticated thing that once again is unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when we're all YouTube stars, we gotta one up each other.
Oh yeah,
we gotta have little boys pulling strings, dumping water on us, or we gotta have a whole whatever mousetrap. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, but like everybody did this, you know, Taylor Swift,
everyone,
Lena Dunham, Lady Gaga did this. You should Google. I'm going to show you too, but all of you listeners at home should Google Lady Gaga's. Is pretty funny.
Wow, that's art.
It's like she's wearing some weird BDSM stuff, and then has this like ritualistic bowl that she like slowly dumps all over herself, and she's not smiling, and I don't think she says anything the whole time.
I've noticed that you're saying ritualistic a lot. Is this something?
So
that's
Selena Gomez
up?
Also did it, and Martha Stewart, Tyler Perry, Justin Bieber did it actually.
Okay.
So Justin Bieber.
Do you know if this is before or after Justin Bieber had that cocaine rager?
I don't
know
or care.
Okay.
Were they still together, Selena and
God,
Justin?
Yeah.
I don't know. You can Google 2014 Selena Gomez, Justin.
I'm going to.
Justin Bieber also had a friend who did it. Now, I don't know this guy. It's one of his buddies. And it's the guy's video on Justin Bieber like shows up at the corner like, hey, guys, I'm here too.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Like he always does.
I'm going to validate this guy.
He had the number. This guy
challenge.
Was wearing a jersey. Had the number 33 on it. It said New York 33. Now,
in reference to a baseball,
is it a baseball jersey?
I think it's like a
basketball
jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is that? The New York Knicks?
Possibly. You can't actually see the team name on the jersey. It just says New York 33. Now some have thought they've picked up on this number, the number 33.
Sure.
Now it's evidently a thing to do with like the Masons. They like the number 33,
why
the Masons.
Why do they like the number 33?
I don't know why they like the number 33. They just do. And one video says, Masons and other occultists revere the number 33 above all other numbers. Many acts of war, murder, and assassinations have occurred on or near the 33rd degree parallel. I assume that's like a like
it's
latitude,
a
longitude,
situation.
Line
yeah.
situation. Yeah. Now, why care about that, right?
I mean, this seems so bizarre.
You're just
to be
sort of picking out some
in.
Random thing.
Just
it's
some
a
random,
jersey, Curtis.
I know.
Some
but,
random numbers.
So, but
yeah.
You have to think about this. The Ice Bucket Challenge was enormously popular. Everybody did this. Like, all you name a celebrity, they probably have an Ice Bucket Challenge video.
Honestly, as someone who lived through 2014, I went around most days going like, why are people doing this?
Exactly.
Like,
I mean,
where did it come from, and why is it so like rampant?
You see, I had the same thought, followed up by we have a drought in California.
Sure, and all these people, most of the people you just mentioned, live in California.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I think like the three of us in this room are. I didn't participate in this either. The three of us in this room are, I think, the kind of people that would not participate in this thing. Just because we're here talking about conspiracy theories and yada yada. It's the kind of people we are. And
a little suspicious.
Normal
of it,
human beings who just get on with their lives and get a job and you know, they're all that, who don't do this. This is the sort of thing they do. And I actually had a friend back back home where I'm from, and his girlfriend wanted him to do the ice bucket challenge, but he was kind of like me and he really didn't want to do it. And so the video starts sitting there with just a bucket of water in front of him, sitting in his backyard, and she's just like, go ahead, do it. And he's like, I don't want to do this. And then they proceed to like have an argument on camera for like 5 minutes before he finally gives in, and he's like, he picks up the bucket and it's like he's about to like chug like a bucket of dead fish or something, because he looks disgusted by it, and but it's just ice water, and he's just like, and he doesn't want to do it. Finally he just does it, and he's just like, this is stupid, and gets up and walks away, and his girlfriend's just like, yay. And then that like got posted on the internet somehow. They That's like really watched wild. That video, and they were like, yeah, this is fine to show all our
well,
friends.
Did Facebook have live video?
No, it was not. I don't
no,
think it was live.
Really recent, right?
It may have been live, but I don't think it was.
I feel like that functionality of Facebook is pretty recent, actually, so probably not.
Yeah,
so I'm glad that they really watched it.
I'm glad that they decided fantastic. To upload that.
But there's certainly the point I'm making out is there. It was this. More than it was a charity event, it was a trend.
It was just a trend because no one really donated the money.
Right.
It was very few people. The issue was that, I mean, in my opinion, the issue was that, you know, $100 is a lot for the average person.
Exactly.
It sure is.
And there are additional moral questions about this, as in like the ALS Foundation. I can't remember exactly if it's called the ALS Foundation or something else, but there was a breakdown of like where all their donations go to, and a lot of it does not go to research. A lot of it goes to more like advertising for the ALS Foundation. Some of it goes to pay their employees, of course. And then like a smaller percentage, I think probably only about 40% of that money actually goes to like research or to like treatment of ALS.
It's a very small amount of money.
Yeah, and if you're going to donate that money, you want most of it to be going to the research.
At least 60-40, not 40.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there were other people who argued that, you know, this is not even the most efficient type of charity to even donate to. ALS is a fairly rare disease. Does not affect a great number of people. For instance, someone argued that it'd be much better to donate to malaria treatment in developing countries that kills an enormously greater number of people than ALS ever does. Mm-hmm. There was actually someone like a part of an organization for like more intelligent philanthropy. And that's like his job is to like convince people to donate to things smarter, not just because it's like a trend.
Sure.
And then there were a couple of charts I saw that broke down like the amount of like the things like breast cancer is one of the things we donate to the most. But like one of the greatest killers of people is like heart disease.
Heart disease does not get as
much donations as breast cancer. And breast cancer also kills significantly less people. Not saying you shouldn't donate to these causes, but it's an argument to think about of like where is my money going to do the most good? Mm-hmm. And there are people like us who questioned the fact that this was such a trend. And like why, like if it's clearly not for the money, so what power is behind this? What is happening that's sweeping the nation and causing everyone to dump water on their heads to cover themselves in water?
Ice cold water.
Ice.
Yeah, I mean,
cold water.
Going on that, I guarantee that if I go on Facebook right now and post a question saying how many of you who did the ice bucket challenge actually donated money, and I would wager that it's probably about 90% of my Facebook friends would have said no, they did not donate the money.
Exactly.
Because they're all kids.
Because I mean,
and poor and broke.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But also, like, yeah, people wanted to, like I said, even people who did donate money still wanted to dump the water all over themselves, because that was the thing to do. Like, if you just donate the money, you don't get to, like, dump the water over yourselves, and you don't get to have fun.
Video.
Like, yeah, you don't get your video in it, and then everyone's like, ha, 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 you're wet and cold, ha, 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 wow, you look uncomfortable, you know.
I mean, it's the same thing when, like, Harlem Shake videos were around.
Exactly.
And those were the things. Only those didn't raise awareness for anything except for just people poorly dancing,
right,
trying to strip naked on the internet. There were too many of those who people decided to take off their clothes.
I would say there were not enough.
Yeah, come on.
No,
don't
no,
be a prude.
No, there were too many.
But yeah, I mean, it was a fad. It was a fad disguised in philanthropy, and that rubbed some people the wrong way because it had that disguise on it. There's an evangelist, a Christian evangelist named Anita Fuentes.
Anita Fuentes. What she got to say?
She has a YouTube channel. She's one of those people that gets on YouTube every couple days and rants for about an hour and a half. You know, has her own little YouTube show.
I watched a few of those last week.
You're right. Right. And what was that word you said last week, Brandon?
Word.
That you came up with a new word about...
That's right.
Let's see if you can remember it.
Do you have it written down?
I don't. So if you don't know it, we won't be saying it.
Okay. I don't super remember, but it was like a portmanteau of something, wasn't it? Didn't I just combine two things? Oh, man.
Eschatology.
Eschatology was the word. I didn't make that word out. So the study of the end times. The
exactly.
study of the end of human history.
You see, I thought we were talking about Interfact.
Yes, me too. Yes, oh, okay, man. That's right.
I forgot we made up. I forgot we actually made up a word. Anyway, so Anita Fuentes is an eschatologist. She is a Christian.
These are my favorite people.
She's a Christian preacher who studies the end times, looks for signs of the end times. She noticed something about the ice bucket challenge, and she thought, much like we did, it's just some silly fad. What's the big deal? It's kind of stupid. Okay, whatever. You know, she says she heard her neighbors the next door over. She saw them go out in the middle of the street and do the ice bucket challenge, pour water all over themselves. She realized that there's something about pouring water over yourself. Now, what do you guys think about pouring water all over yourselves in relation to Christianity?
Curtis. Baptism.
Baptism.
Oh. Shit.
Baptism.
Shit.
She realized this is a mass baptism.
Fuck. That's wild.
That is wild. I did not put that together. Wow. That's amazing.
Okay. Okay. So.
All right.
And so she thought.
But are these, like, valid? Doesn't there have to be a priest?
Yes, there does have to be a priest.
Well, she's...
Okay, but then Lady Gaga puts a big silver bowl over her and just wordlessly pours water over herself.
She's baptizing herself.
Elon Musk had a bunch of children pour water on him! God,
And normally the older guy baptizes the children, but the children baptized him.
Whoa!
Whoa!
So...
And Bill Gates...
It got baptized by a machine.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, sure it really does.
It sure does.
So Anita Fuentes thinks...
Me. Yeah,
she has this revelation of like, wow, what does this mean? Why is everyone baptizing themselves? What is this force?
What is coming?
Right.
Because they all know something.
And so a baptism, it's symbolic for it's cleansing you of sin. In Catholicism, there's the idea of original sin,
right?
Which, by the way, is really fucked up. But
sure is.
It's the
yes,
idea
it
is that babies are born already a bad person, and you have to be baptized before you're like a good person. This is why this is really fucked up. I was raised Catholic, by the way, everybody.
They take care of it pretty quick, though, right? Like
you get baptized, you're a baby. You're
like,
still an infant.
Very immediate.
You
maybe
get
a couple months old.
Again,
yeah.
Later, right?
You can be baptized as an adult if you choose to enter the church as an adult. Like if you went to a local church, like a Baptist church, for instance. I think Baptists are famous for, you know, the dunking you in like a river or dunking you in a big thing of water.
That is a thing Baptists
do. I think the thing that you're thinking of is often referred to potentially as a second baptism is when you're like 15 or 16
or something. Oh,
is like when you go through confirmation where you're like,
right.
I mean, because like as a child, you know, you're raised as a, you know, as a Catholic mm-hmm. or as a Christian. And, you know, as a child, you really don't have a choice.
Right.
You got to go to church.
Right.
Your parents
right.
say we're going to church, you're going to church.
And when you have more awareness.
When you have more awareness, you confirm your belief in that. and that would be confirmation.
After you've been indoctrinated.
I skipped that yes. step.
Yes, you you then proceed to get to choose potentially a Catholic name for yourself.
I did go through this when I was in ninth grade.
I also went through this.
I don't know if I was baptized the second time, but I may have been and not remembered it.
Well, you don't actually get baptized a second.
Okay,
you just go through the steps.
It's a ceremony.
You learn things. Okay, you go through another ceremony, and you're confirmed. My Catholic name was George.
George.
After Saint George, the saint of Boy Scouts and Knights. George fought a dragon.
Dope.
Which is why I chose George.
Absolutely. I picked a saint for I picked Saint Michael because he's often depicted with a sword.
He was.
I thought swords were cool. In fact, so I picked St. Michael.
In fact, that was the church that I attended. I would attend St. Michael's.
Oh, great. Okay.
All throughout my childhood.
Wow. I kind of wish that I had gotten a cool second name.
That guy fought demons.
That's awesome.
I became an atheist several years later.
Instead, I just watched Dragon Ball Z a lot and really thought Goku was cool, which in retrospect is a little wrong.
You
could have
picked
an idiot.
St. Goku.
You could have picked Saint Goku.
Saint
My Catholic
Goku.
Name is Goku. No, you have to pick a Saint Goku.
He saves everybody.
Anyway, guys. So,
sorry. Yes.
Baptism is like a cleansing. Is like a cleansing of sin. And so, Anita Fuentes wonders, what is America being cleansed for? What is this mass ritual washing? What is America being prepared for? And she likens the Ice Bucket Challenge to a pyramid scheme. So, for instance, you would do the Ice Bucket Challenge, then you nominate three of your friends. They go, they nominate three of their friends.
Holy shit.
They nominate three of their friends.
Anita!
And this is how it perpetuates itself.
These are incredible insights from Anita Fuentes, I gotta say. Look, this is incredible.
A lot of times when like conspiracy theorists, you know, they go in and come up with thoughts, I'm just like, this is bullshit. But no, actually, a lot of the things that she's saying make a lot of sense.
So she, she likens it to a pyramid scheme. And then she says, what does a pyramid represent?
All right, this one's a little deep. This one's a little much, Anita.
What is a pyramid, guys?
You had me with the first two. clearly, the Ice Bucket Challenge is pushing the ideas of the Illuminati.
Yes, you are correct, Brendan.
This one's a bit of a stretch.
So there's going to be some more free associating here. Don't worry.
The
Illuminati, and she further hits on this number three, and she states that the new world order will consist of three systems: one world government, one world religion, and one world monetary system. That's an evidence for the number three, and we remember 33
on the jersey
was a Mason's number, often connected with the Illuminati.
33.
She references Bill Gates' video. Where he has this structure over him, and she compares it to the Temple of Solomon from the Bible, and she cites this as a moment of like, look, the end times are coming, the Book of Revelations is coming true. She also states that the video where the man wearing the 33 jersey, she states that it's only 33 seconds long.
Is it really?
I did not check. I could not find the actual video. I could only find conspiracy theorists
talking about
that video. So, and you know what? I kind of also didn't even bother to check because it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
But it probably does. I mean, I think that she was enough. She checked her shit enough to know
basic facts
about. She seemed like a somewhat intelligent person. She cited that Justin Timberlake wore a Pink Floyd shirt. Pink Floyd has its famous pyramid
on
it. Dark
Side of the Moon.
The prism, which is a pyramid shape.
I wish I'd worn my Pink Floyd shirt today, because that would have been fun.
You would have been pegged as someone from the Illuminati, though.
I am.
She's Stephen King and John Grisham did the challenge. She cites Stephen King.
Did they do it together?
No.
Oh.
Stephen King even did the challenge. You know, the horror author of Pet Sematary and all sorts of crazy demonic books.
Crazy demonic books.
That's what she said.
I've read a lot of Stephen King. I can.
And that's actually why I included that quote, because I knew you've read a lot of Stephen King.
He's one of my favorite authors. I appreciate it.
But what really gets her is Oprah's video.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Good.
And
what was an Oprah's video?
Oprah is, you know, she's being Oprah about it. She's being all sort of high and mighty and like, hello, everyone. I'm Oprah. Ha ha ha.
You get an ice bucket. You get an ice bucket. You get an ice bucket.
Did she donate $100 as
well? I don't know, but it's what she says. She says, in the name of ALS, I do this ice bucket challenge.
That is a little...
This really triggers Fuentes, because when you do something in the name of something...
Yeah, that is very proper.
It's kind of a prayer almost.
Exactly. It's elevating the status of that thing. And she says that you only should do things in the name... If you're going to do something in the name of something, it should be in the name of the Lord, because the Lord is on the most high.
Anita coming for Oprah there.
And so Anita wonders... She knows... ALS stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. But
what if it stood for something else?
What else could ALS stand for? Her conclusion.
Animated leopard
all
schema.
Leprosy sucks.
An fact. Early draft. An early draft of ALS.
Fact.
So no, she says,
what did Anita come to?
She says, what else could ALS stand for? The first thing that comes to my mind is Antichrist, Lucifer, Satan. I'm just saying.
Antichrist, period, Satan, period, Lucifer, period.
No, that would be the wrong order.
But yes.
Oh, yeah.
But yes,
Lucifer,
but yes,
Satan.
Those are
yes,
the three
okay.
words.
She says Antichrist, Lucifer, Satan. Yep.
I liked mine a little bit better.
She leaves it at that. She leaves it at that.
She's like, just saying. And then,
yeah, she's
and
like,
then
just
away.
Saying.
Okay. All right,
and
great.
Then, and she's trying to be like, you know, y'all, I know this sounds crazy, but this is the hour we're living in. This is the end times are coming. Everything is spiritual now. And is this ritual something that does it mean that once you do the ice bucket challenge, you're like forever like cleansed in the name of Satan? She admits maybe not necessarily, but what the ritual proves is that America is willing to follow. It identifies conformity, and it spreads itself like a virus. And so to her, it is evidence that America is ready to follow the Antichrist. And the Antichrist,
ALS,
famously in the Bible, is presented originally as a good guy. The Antichrist
right.
shows up, and everyone's like, wow, this is a great person. They're really great. And
he's charming. He or she is charming. And
mm-hmm. and they are misled by the Antichrist, and they follow the Antichrist incorrectly. And then she notices something I mentioned earlier. Barack Obama did not.
Oh, I was just about to talk about Barack.
He did not cleanse himself.
Shit.
And she wonders
He did. He did not. Do the ice bucket.
He did not dump water on himself. He did not get
the
baptism.
Despite being asked many times.
And so she wonders why.
God damn it.
You wouldn't cleanse yourself if you
really upset
already thought you were perfect. If you were the one that people were cleansing themselves for, that would be a reason to not cleanse yourself.
I'm upset. I don't like that this is where we've gone.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
Remember the character that we were talking about earlier? What was her name? Grimes?
Yeah.
Is that right?
The character, yes.
The person, the real human.
Sorry, I haven't really heard of this person before.
That's fine.
This person also did not do the ice bucket challenge. After I'm assuming they were told to do the ice
Grimes
bucket
is
challenge.
Certainly a being on another level. You
yes.
should listen to Grimes makes like trash pop music and is very
I'm sure I've heard it before.
Grimes is really good, and it's unfortunate that she's dating Elon Musk.
I really do kind of like Grimes, and I love that she's dating Elon Musk, because that's very funny. It's just like one of those things that's just so perfect. Anyway,
I mean, it is very funny.
We'll have a whole
disagree.
Episode about that at some point,
okay,
I'm sure.
Somewhere is screaming, please no. About the... Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so she begins a little tangent here. She also notices that sort of around the same time, or maybe a little bit before this, there was a much, much smaller craze happening throughout the internet. Similar, like, think about the Tide Pod challenge, the Tide Pod eating thing. You know, I don't know if it was the Tide Pod challenge.
I hope it wasn't
a challenge.
People were eating Tide Pods, and that was stupid, right?
Fight heart disease by eating Tide Pods.
So before that, people would just light themselves on fire on the internet.
Was that
and this was called the fire challenge. self-immolation, they would do it. And the idea, and she cites several videos of people lighting themselves on fire, just as sort of, it's like a dare thing. It's like the cinnamon challenge.
I dare you to.
This is in 2014, right?
About the same time.
Like around the time that the Arab Spring happened, and that dude lit himself on fire in Egypt. I think it was in Egypt, and then.
I don't know about that.
Okay,
I think
the only self-immolating guys I know, the one is from Vietnam, a long time ago.
There was one in the recent past.
Okay. You're starting to trigger a little bit.
Yeah, and across the Middle East, mm-hmm. people were like, "Yo, let's rise up, let's protest."
Anita would have been very interested to hear that, Brandon.
I imagine, like, Anita seems really clued in. I feel like she knew.
I mean, unrelated to this, but okay, back to challenges. I mean, I feel like the ALS challenge or the ice bucket challenge was one of like the first like big lead ups to the challenge culture that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Because for whatever reason, everything needs to be a challenge.
Exactly. It's like, do this weird thing. Why?
Do this weird thing on the internet.
Because everyone's doing it. Exactly.
Because everyone's doing it.
And so there was a little thing where people would make videos of lighting. They'd like pull kerosene or something on themselves, light themselves on fire, and then run into the shower and try to be okay, or jump into a swimming pool.
Why would you?
And that was like the thing, was just to be like, look, I lit myself on fire. I'm okay. I'm sure a lot of people were gravely injured.
I super don't like that either.
I did not want to see people dying, so I did not do a lot of research onto that.
I don't want to watch snuff films.
Exactly. But Anita now realizes we have an ice challenge and a fire challenge.
Of course we do.
Oh, man.
And what? What's happening?
I'm back on the Anita train.
we're in 2014. What major cultural thing references ice and fire?
God, no! Game of Thrones.
Oh no!
George R. R. Martin is here.
Oh boy, we're digging deep.
It's in what, like season 2 or 3 at this point?
It must be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Anita's going really deep.
So
she really just skipped past the Illuminati and went straight to Game of Thrones.
Well, I think it's all connected.
Well, of course it is.
I think that Game of Thrones is clearly a vessel to promote Illuminati ideals.
Of course it is.
Because I mean, Brandon, think about it.
Yeah.
And this is me hearing this for the first time ever.
Okay.
You know, you have all these leadership.
Right.
You know, people all trying to become number one. And once you become number one, you head the Illuminati. Therefore, it's, you know, talking about how all these people, such as Beyonce or Jay-Z, all trying to become the top of the
Illuminati.
Right,
yeah, they're vying for control.
Vying for control.
Holy shit, Jay-Z and Beyonce are absolutely like Cersei Lannister and Jaime Lannister.
Yeah, but they're not related.
Right.
That we know.
Sadly.
Of. That we know of.
So, she finds this image, she brings up Game of Thrones, and she finds this image, on the internet, that, sort of around this time, the White House actually put out, and it's a joke. It's a photoshopped image of, Barack Obama and Joe Biden and a couple other people sitting in the Oval Office, and Barack Obama is sitting on the Iron Throne. There's like some dragon eggs on the coffee table, and then there's also like a crossbow sitting by. And the title of the image was "The Westeros Wing."
Lord,
this is a great image.
why is that not our present?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I did not know that the White House put out photoshopped images. That is the most like
I love it
2014 ass thing I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is Obama also has a crown on his knee here.
On his knee.
Yeah.
Can't even wear that shit, it's so heavy.
So this is like I said, an official picture that the White House put out. And so Anita has found this image, and this she goes on a little bit about this image. And she starts sort of free associating about Game of Thrones in general. She starts quoting a lot of verses from the Bible and finding like, oh, see, this verse says iron throne. You guys see the connection?
Yeah.
And then she talks about the order. What's it in Game of Thrones? The like the order of the light or something. It's that guy who can like, spoilers, not really, but he can like bring himself back from the dead. He's like died a thousand times or seven times.
Lord of Light.
They call him the Lord of Light. Yeah.
And it's very similar, to probably, you know, Christianity. obviously, because it's
direct. It's an equivalent.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so she cites this sort of Lucifer was the angel of like light before he was cast out of heaven. He was the light bringer, and so she sees this organization in Game of Thrones as worshiping Lucifer.
Seems like a loose interpretation of the show's lore, but sure. But I don't think that's what the show is saying about Christianity, but whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Anita.
She also, she points out, she picks everything about this image. She sees the crossbow, and then she finds a verse in like Revelations that's like, the Antichrist will show up and I'll have a crossbow. She points out the dragon eggs, which she are colored red, green, and white. She likens that to the Christmas colors.
Wow.
Red, green, and white.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
Those are Christmas colors.
Yeah.
She likens them to pine cones. Look like pine cones. I don't know if she's really going anywhere with that. She keeps saying they look like pine cones. They kind of do.
I mean, they do look like pine cones.
Yeah, I mean, she's right.
They're a little, yeah, sure. I mean, does that have any religious significance?
I don't know.
Not really. All she says about those dragon eggs is they look awfully reptilian, don't they?
Oh boy.
Wow, she really just is like skirting on the edges of all of these.
I know, and that's just leaves it there.
Just say it.
Yeah. She doesn't dig any deeper. She just
Yo,
is like,
wouldn't you say the ice bucket challenge is like a pyramid?
And that's like
I'm just
so
saying.
And that's like so smart on her that she's not like she's appealing to those people who believe in reptilians without having to really say it.
Yeah, she's appealing
like
to
without
all
having
the
to go into it or endorse
like
it.
Like, she clearly knows her audience, and that's so interesting to me.
This is sort of how I felt about David from last week, too. Like, David Mead, he knew his audience and what they wanted to hear, and
yeah.
how they would get swept up in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's a little bit a popularity contest to be a...
Sure.
You want to be successful at what you do no matter what you do. And if you're a conspiracy theorist, you want to be a famous one.
And many of the comments on David Mead's videos were like, wow, I love hearing David speak. He's so well-spoken. He knows his stuff so well every time.
Exactly.
By the way,
yeah,
Anita totally invited on season one of Cult Wars.
100%.
100% invited.
And she'll win because she'll go, pyramid?
She appeals to everything.
Yeah, I'm just saying. She,
incredible.
At one point she says the Iron Throne is made of swords, which,
what's
true?
What do you mean?
She says swords weird. She says swords. And I always think that's kind of funny when people say swords.
That's,
and maybe it's just because I English, she might, I think she is Hispanic.
Oh,
she is Hispanic,
okay,
and English might be
sure,
her second
sure,
language,
sure.
But she's actually really well spoken, so it was a little surprising. I just like the word swords.
It's nice.
Swords.
Anyway,
I
that's a small aside. She talks a little bit more about this picture. She talks about this picture for quite a while, actually. And
is this like a video online?
Yeah, it's a video. Okay. A video about a 50-minute long video you can watch on YouTube.
Wow.
And as I'm pretty sure it's the progenitor of this like conspiracy. There's a lot of other offshoot videos that talk about the Ice Bucket Challenge being a ritual cleansing for America, and they all that I could find seemed to play off of her. It's possible that someone else came up with it first, but she goes into
great detail
about it. So yeah, she talks about this image and she keeps holding it up to all the other pictures. She just like edited onto the video.
She holds this one.
But this one she printed out and held it up to the screen like over and over and over again. And she talks about for this picture specifically and Game of Thrones for a lot longer than I thought Game of Thrones would be discussed in a video about the Ice Bucket Challenge. So after that, she makes a couple more connections. There was so the Ice Bucket Challenge was started sort of by and for a man named Pete Freight. And Pete Freight has ALS, was a, I think he was an athlete in Europe, but he was an American. And him and a couple of his friends started sort of like the Ice Bucket Challenge and brought it to popularity. This is sort of where the ice, everyone says the Ice Bucket Challenge comes from here. Pete Freight was friends with someone named Corey Griffin, a 27-year-old at the time who was sort of a rich white boy, but was big into philanthropy. Like his father was big into philanthropy and this guy became big into philanthropy.
I'm into philanthropy, bro. Yeah,
he was a venture capitalist, and I don't really know what a venture capitalist is, but he wore a suit and made a fair amount of money, I think. And so he was friends with Pete Freight, and so helped sort of start the Ice Bucket Challenge. He died. Corey Griffin died. He was completely healthy. Sort of suddenly. One day in August of 2014, he was doing this this thing where a lot of people in this town in Massachusetts, they jump off this one building into like some water, and like it's like a thing that a lot of the kids go do, and he did it and he drowned, and there's like
in water,
yeah, in the river, yes, or in the ocean, I can't remember.
God.
Yes. So he, and she cites like one of the founders of the Ice Bucket Challenge is like now has now drowned, is now dead. And so this is another piece of this puzzle. Like,
oh, I'm getting caught up in the water. We got to stop talking about it.
Yeah, wow.
This is,
and that's a real thing that happened. There's a Boston Globe articles about,
so he's 27,
Corey Griffin, who died at 27. Right after attending, like raising like $100,000 for ALS. He had done it like that day or the day before. And then he went and he jumped off this building. And it was apparently like a thing, like I said, people do it all the time.
Sure,
so it's
right.
Not like a super tall building that you would obviously die from. You know, people do it all the time
also,
and are
fine.
He was fine.
Jumping into water.
And he was jumping into water.
Yeah.
But he, witnesses say that he jumped in the water, he surfaced, and then he went back down and then he never came back up. They're not sure there. I'm not sure there might have been some debris in the way. We're not sure if he hit anything on his way down. Mm-hmm. So that's a real thing. And everyone says in this article, he was a real nice guy and, you know, raised money for charities and,
Rip Corey. God.
Right. And so, you know, that makes Anita suspicious and others suspicious as well.
What people think that there was foul play involved?
We're not sure. See, I mean, when it comes to a conspiracy, a massive conspiracy, sometimes people need to be silenced. Or sometimes there's ritual sacrifice. All of these things come into play in this idea. So
sometimes the top of the pyramid needs to be eradicated.
Sometimes it's too high up. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the pyramid's got to be broken.
And so that's sort of where she kind of also leaves it at that, of saying, here's another strange thing that happened. And her final great line is, she puts up a picture of a man being doused in water as a part of the Ice Bucket Challenge. Someone's on a ladder behind them, dumping water onto his head.
The common way to do it.
Yeah. And then compares it to an image of a man being murdered by an ISIS agent.
Wow, I don't like it. Like being decapitated?
There's a knife at the man's throat. But it's just a still image. What does ISIS sound like?
God damn it, Anita. No!
It sounds like ice.
Settle the fuck
ice
down.
Us.
Ice us. Oh, boy. Oh,
God,
boy.
That's when that shit was happening.
Yes.
It was.
No!
Ice us.
Yes. And
maybe that's why the Ice Bucket Challenge was actually viral, because people didn't want to go on the internet and watch people's heads get cut off. They wanted to watch people get doused in water.
Exactly. This is where Anita says a few more things, but this is the final moment. Ice us.
Just saying.
Yeah,
there's a lot of just saying moments in this, and I love
yes.
it.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
So.
You just took me on a journey.
It was quite a journey.
Roller coaster, man. Like
the ups and downs. the what do you think this is about, and then us filling in the blanks. Boy, oh boy, that was wild.
We were right every time.
Every time.
Oh, so Anita Fuentes has her own website, emoaf.org. Emoaf.
Emoaf.
That's almost as funny as writers-webs-services.com for David Mead.
She's still making stuff. She's got her YouTube channel. She's still
still making those sharp insights.
She's still putting videos out there weekly, more than weekly.
How many views did that video get?
I believe, like, let's see. I believe it was about 700,000.
Holy shit. That's not small time.
That's not.
Wow.
She's close to a million.
Yeah, that's really close to a million.
Yeah, it was 764,286.
That's closer to a million than anything I've ever done has gotten close to a million.
And Brandon tried counting to a million once.
Yeah, I sure did. I got to like 20 and I was like, this is stupid.
I'm over this.
This is really dumb.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, man.
I think my favorite conspiracy theories are the ones that connect dots. We don't do enough of connect the dots episodes here on Mulder Was Right. We really need to do some more connect the dots episodes.
The ones that are very appropriately grouped with the meme of Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes, correct.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yes, this yes. Very much like this. Yes.
That is Anita right now.
Yes, she
maybe a little bit bitter. Maybe a little bit. Better put together.
Yeah, like I said, she's very well spoken. She's very organized. She has that preacher voice of like, here, and I can't do it, but you know, she has that sort of deep, like, resonating voice.
Mm-hmm. The rhythm.
Yes.
Yeah. It makes you want to believe.
Right. The name of the video that I've been talking about, which is 43 minutes long, is the Illuminati Fire and Ice Challenges: Purifying America Before the Great Human Sacrifice.
Wow, and she doesn't talk about a sacrifice in there at all.
Yeah,
she talks about Corey.
Well, he died.
That's, I know.
Not, and that could have been the human sacrifice.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Who knows about that? Comments are disabled for this video.
That's probably for the best.
I bet there's a point in the past where they were
they
not.
They were not. Yeah. I am 100% with that storyline as well. Yes.
But
so,
when you get to 764,000 views, you don't want to hear what everyone has to say. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Especially when this is what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
So that's the ice bucket challenge, everybody. That's what it was really about. I happened upon this conspiracy and I was like, man, I don't know how much is really going to be here. Cause I was like, the conspiracy was, it was a satanic ritual. And I was like, well, if it's just some people saying, hey, it's a satanic ritual, that's not really a lot to talk about, but
right. Anita really...
Anita brought it home, you know?
Anita really did. She connected those dots.
So, that's pretty much all I have for us. What do you guys thinking?
That is amazing. I don't know where I stand on this. I think it was just a colossal waste of water.
Yes.
And it really should have just been, like people were just like, if I pour water on myself, I'll get out of donating $100.
Yes.
Which is just like really selfish and unfortunate.
It is interesting that it was donate $100 or do the video.
They should have lowered the bar.
Yeah.
I want to point out.
That's something that's really necessary about charity. You have to make it accessible for people to really participate.
Exactly. Donate $20.
Yeah.
$20 would have been fine.
Yeah.
I also want to point out that Charlie Sheen once again did not pour water on his head, therefore he did not baptize himself.
Yep.
He also could be the Antichrist, being the one who is perfect.
Tiger blood, baby.
It's either him or Obama. Those are the two.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Grimes. She actually never specifically accused, which was interesting. She never specifically accused Obama of being the Antichrist. All she said, she went over that whole picture and went over all the free associations she made with it. And she just said, does Obama know they're making him look like the Antichrist? That's all she said. Almost as if she was like, "Man, Obama, don't you see what's happening?" Like she was almost
like addressing Obama, like, specifically, yeah.
Which is really an interesting. Obama very clearly she was trying to paint Obama as the Antichrist, yeah, the entire video, and the fact that she didn't make that specific claim was very interesting to me. It seemed like another hedging of her audience,
right?
Like the mention of the reptilian
that's
eggs.
Absolutely a thread in some circles during Obama's
very
presidency.
Very much.
He's the Antichrist.
Yes.
And it almost, like, I can see why they would do that, because he's, like, he is black. Very charming. He's, yes, you're
and
right.
They
They're
don't like, they didn't like
racist.
Black people.
No,
yeah.
You're right. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
We talked about this at Starbucks earlier.
Yeah.
There was a sign on the door said, "We're going to be closed for half the day to talk about this instead of the full day."
Right. Because Starbucks is supposed to be, like, closing down to talk about racism, because that, like, video came out of them kicking out some black people for wanting to use the restroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is going to kind of date this episode because we're little recording
bit,
it ahead of
little
time.
Bit.
I'm sorry. Anyway, okay.
Well,
I'm
we
sorry.
Spent the whole thing talking about shit that happened in 2014. So.
That's true.
Great. This video, this podcast takes place in 2015.
2018.
Okay.
For all,
right,
you.
Fine.
So everyone at home can understand how we know future events are happening.
Anyway, I really, I hate that it makes sense for them to like glom onto Obama as the Antichrist because of his natural charm and just, yes, the way he is, like, so clearly a thing of a very different force from
right.
what they've.
And I mean, it's kind of the whole thing of, like, the Antichrist is going to be a nice guy. Like, well, God damn it. What
does that mean?
Like, how do I not get accused of being the Antichrist? Do I go be an asshole
yeah,
to people?
Sure.
Like,
that's what you do.
So something I want to say is, I think, despite, I think it's really interesting to view the Ice Bucket Challenge through the lens of baptism. I think that's a really interesting, you know, obviously I think it's kind of crazy to spin that out and to say that we're, like, trying to cleanse ourselves because something terrible is going to happen to us. I'm not an eschatologist. I just think it's a really interesting observation.
Yeah, it is. And certainly, like, a poet or someone might have some interesting creative words to write about it.
Yeah, sure.
But I think
I'll go,
like,
and write an essay about it, Curtis.
Okay, great. this whole, like, the whole, like, free associating and connecting these dots is so interesting in our culture, because our culture is so complex and vast that there's always these things that are going to be called the same thing or, like, sound similar, like ISIS and ICE US,
right.
Which is surely
yeah.
a coincidence, but, like,
100%.
But there's always going to be these things, and it's interesting how they can, like, lead us astray and how we can find these patterns in chaos. And it makes me question my own, like, beliefs of how I view the world and the patterns that I see. Because how do I know I'm not just glomming onto some random chaos
sure.
as well?
Yeah. We should all be suspicious of our own perspectives.
Exactly.
Yes. But we also must simultaneously kind of accept them. Because
right, which is because you have to
hard.
Live your life and breathe
right.
and eat
yes.
and yeah, and have a conversation every once in a while and not just always say I don't know, you know.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's what I've got for y'all.
Cool beans, very good,
very good.
I top
this was
tier.
A blast.
Yeah. an unusual topic, an unusual journey.
Very, very unusual journey. And from Mulder was right, that's the episode.
Yep.
You can find us on social media at MWRcast. That's Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on our website, MulderWasRight.wordpress.com. Leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Wake up, sheeple! What in the hell happened?